Hi, it's Patrick here with a government crisis special pod. It's clear that something as broad as a federal shutdown, or even as we have here, a partial shutdown, it's clear that this is a multi-headed beast. You have the shutdown of functions of the federal government, all those thousands of things that the government does, things you may not notice until they stop happening. There are the employees of the federal government, some of them going without pay, at least temporarily. And then there are the contractors, companies who sign deals with the government to provide all manner of services. So the government shuts down, many of its functions cease, its employees are sent home, and its contracts are suspended. Now, one of the areas in which the feds increasingly contract out is translation and interpretation services. Everything from healthcare to diplomacy to spying. You need translators and interpreters for that. And this particular arm of federal contracting, it's a fast-growing sector of the economy. Or at least it was until the government shut down. Here's reporter Yowei Shaw, who went to visit one small federal contractor in Philadelphia.
These days, if you expect to hear interpreting at the headquarters of a foreign language services company like Setra, don't hold your breath. Today, the most common business model is to hire translators and interpreters on a contract basis, oftentimes with the federal government as the client. That's Setra president and CEO Jiří Stejskal, introducing himself in his native language, Czech. Week three into the government shutdown, Stejskal has definitely seen better days.
We are directly affected by the government shutdown. Next week, we were supposed to be interpreting at a large conference in Hawaii. It has been canceled last minute. The equipment has been shipped. We have about 25 interpreters who have flight tickets and everything. It's just a total nightmare.
The large conference he mentioned is the 16th annual Chiefs of Defense Conference, which the U.S. Pacific Command canceled only 13 days before it was supposed to start. Setra is counting on the $141,000 federal contract, which is now a big question mark.
It's been a little bit of a downer, to put it bluntly.
I was hoping to meet this guy, Thaddeus Thaler, at the office. He negotiates Setra's federal contracts, so he was in the D.C. area trying to get reimbursed by the federal government. I called him on Skype, and he told me that luckily, Setra's contract included a 100% refund policy if the conference was canceled within 14 days of starting.
The reason why we have a 100% cancellation policy at that point is to ensure that our interpreters are paid for those days, regardless of the situation, because it's so difficult for them to have to go out and find new work. Otherwise, they're going to be out several hundred dollars, if not more, for those number of days that they miss.
But even with that policy, it's not clear yet that Setra will get all of its money back, or that the feds will cover the cost of the interpreter's fees. The Defense Department notified Setra that the conference was canceled due to the shutdown, much to the surprise of Antonio Guerra, Setra's director of interpreting services.
I was very shocked to find out that this was considered non-essential military activity. And I think it's a very important event. It's a very important conference, and I've seen it year after year.
This year would have been Guerra's fourth time at the high-level conference, which brings together the chiefs of defense from 37 Asia-Pacific countries on a yearly basis.
The purpose of the conference is to promote cooperation and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. So they'll want to talk about issues like climate change, the economy, terrorist factions in Indonesia, the Fukushima plant in Japan, and the impact of the radiation going into the Pacific Ocean.
In a somewhat cruel twist of irony, the very same day that Setra got news of the canceled conference, they had an audit done by the Federal General Services Administration. Setra's president, Jiří Stejskal, told me that an auditor came to visit.
So he spent 3 or 4 hours in our office. So that piece of government seems to be up and running happily.
Oh, so you sound a little bitter.
Even with the threat of a U.S. debt default looming, Setra is in a better position right now than other foreign language companies that provide services only to the federal government. Federal contracts make up roughly a third of Setra's business, but Stejskal says he's thinking of reducing that number in the future because of the shutdown.
Did you ever expect anything like this to happen?
Well, this would be the last thing I would expect. So yeah, it came to us as a total surprise. We've been serving federal government for close to 15 years now. And even though it's a difficult client, especially given all the bureaucracy and red tape, but one of the reasons we've been doing it for the past 15 years is because we knew we would get paid. And that's changing now.
For The World, I'm Yowei Shaw in Philadelphia.
There's more on this story at pri.org/language. You can also like The World in Words Facebook page. And you can follow me on Twitter. My handle is Patricox. That's PatriCox. See you next time.